Listening Library presents Astray by Amy Christine Parker. Read for you by Allison Packard. A good shepherd doesn't lie down when one of his sheep is still astray. Pioneer, leader of the community. Chapter 1. It's been a month since the world was supposed to end. By now you'd think I wouldn't wake up every morning in a panic, with the community's alarm echoing in my ears, and my breath coming so fast that I'm not actually taking in any oxygen. But I do. Maybe it's because somewhere deep inside, I can't believe that the apocalypse isn't still looming over every horizon. My family, and our leader, Pioneer, warned me about it every waking moment of my life from the time I turned 5. How can I suddenly just switch gears and believe that it was all a lie? I wipe the condensation from the bathroom mirror and stare at the swipe of my reflection that's visible. I ran the shower long enough to slow my breathing back down, to stop my body from trembling visibly. But inside, I'm still thrumming with a nervousness I can't soothe, not with 100 showers. It doesn't help that this bathroom still feels foreign to me, that the place I live in now is not my home, and that the people who live here with me are barely more than strangers. "Lila, we don't have much time. My dad's already left," Cody says from outside the door in a low voice. I begin to quickly dry off. Cody's dad is the sheriff, the person who raided the community's development, Mandradage Meadows.